Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 6th of May 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Mike, VK7FB. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Jack, VK7JIL, and on 28.525 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Broadcast news, RAOTC broadcast for Monday, May the 7th. Yes, it's on again. Just a reminder that the May edition of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club Australia broadcast will go to air Monday night. This month's news includes recent research on zinc batteries, that safer alternative to lithium ion that has potential for similar capacity, the main problem being dendrite formation. The article describes a means by which this has been overcome. Meanwhile, recent developments of the lithium air battery promise a 5 times capacity increase compared with lithium ion. Some of you would have heard of Noether's theorem, but how many know who Noether was? She is but one of many women who made significant contributions to science, but are not often recognised. Noether is also attributed with the invention of abstract algebra. The RAOTC broadcast may be heard on the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Please join the call back afterwards. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Event news, Worldwide Flora and Fauna, Parks Program. If you've always fancied operating portable, then here is an ideal opportunity. We have organised a VK7 day on the 12th of May for the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Program. The WWFF program's purpose is to draw attention to the importance of protecting nature, flora and fauna, and to encourage the development of radio skills, especially in portable operations. So why not get involved on May the 12th and escape that noise floor at home and enjoy the great outdoors? You could also combine an activation with a picnic with the family, a four-wheel drive adventure, or just a relaxing afternoon in a park. There are no shortage of parks to activate wherever you are situated, with 99 currently listed throughout the state. To get involved and find out more, please visit John VK7JON's website that can be found on the email edition of this address. At 73 from John, VK7JON. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group, the NWTR and TVG. Report on training and assessments. Last weekend saw the club host what can only be described as a very successful foundation training and assessment session. The session is possibly a record for the Northwest, with the number of students and candidates involved. 12 people consisting of Venturer Scouts, 2 volunteers, aged 12 and 13, 3 adults including Scout leaders all passed their assessments for Amateur Foundation Licence, and the club offers its congratulations to all involved. In addition, Helen, VK7FOLK, sat and passed her Advanced Regulations and intends to go for the Advanced Theory in the very near future. This could not have happened without the assistance of the several people, including David VK7DC, Keith VK7KW, Peter VK7PD, Tony VK7AX, and Eric VK7EK. David VK7DC led the training on Saturday and did a sterling job with his presentation, and all appreciated his effort. So much so that David has received a thank you and acknowledgement letter from a junior student. To say that David is not chuffed with this would be an understatement. Another notable effort is that of Keith VK7KW. Keith was in hospital on Friday dealing with some serious medical issues, turning up on Sunday to assist with the assessments. That's dedication to the hobby of amateur radio. Many thanks to Peter, VK7PD, for travelling down from the north and giving us a helping hand. Also to Eric, VK7EK. In summary, this is a monumental effort for everyone in the Northwest. It's been a team effort, and now we look forward to many more calls joining us on the amateur bands. This is what amateur radio is all about. Once again, a big thank you to everyone involved. Club General Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday the 2nd of June 2018. Venue for the meeting is uncertain at this time, however this will be confirmed shortly. That's Tony from Tony VK7AX, the news officer for the NWTR and TVG. Northern News. Ben Lomond, CB repeater repair. What has this got to do with amateur radio, you might ask? Well, some brief history is in order. The CB repeater station with the call sign November Echo Charlie 03, known to CB as Channel 3, is situated on Legs Tour in the Ben Lomond Range. Its primary purpose is to serve skiers and other mountain users. In the early 1980s, representatives of the ski clubs persistently lobbied Parks Department until finally permission was granted in the mid-80s to place infrastructure on the mountain adjacent to the highest peak, Legs Tour. So the Northeast UHF Repeater Association was formed. A small shed was constructed in Launceston by Warren, VK7KVA, with helpers, then transported by road to the Ski Village car park, then lifted by helicopter to its present site. The altitude is 1,572 metres, the second highest peak in Tasmania after Mount Ossa. Vertical structures at this site accumulate ice in the shape of a flag. This adds considerably to wind strain on antennas and supports. The site is entirely solar powered. Early on, the antenna to solar panel placement had to be revised to prevent ice falling on the panels and breaking them, a problem that has never been completely eliminated. After the CB repeater was established, Barry VK7BE donated a UHF transceiver, which formed part of the amateur UHF repeater VK7RBH. There have been several generations of antennas at the site and all have required maintenance. The latest came on Tuesday, May the 1st, when a party considering of Warren VK7KVA, Al VK7AN, Ross VK7ALH, Wayne, call sign soon to be announced, and Peter VK7PD climbed the scree to repair the antenna system on NEC03. This array normally consists of four folded dipoles connected and phased to form a collinear array. It had become defective, so on a previous visit, Warren had temporarily connected the lowest dipole direct to the transmission line. This left the repeater working with reduced performance. A new phasing harness had been left at the site, so the mission was to lower the array, fit the new harness, and raise the array again before nightfall. The first thought was to lower the whole mast, but rusty bolts proved unyielding, so up with ladder and tie it to the mast for safety, a feat carried on ably by yachtsman Wayne. Ross next scaled the heights and with some difficulty removed the clamps that held the assembly to the mast. Wayne lowered the array by rope from a safe distance. Ground inspection revealed one dipole would have to be replaced due to a severed cable. The only replacement was a different brand, which was it was hoped would have the same phase relationship. After Peter broke one of the bolts, a solution was improvised and the new harness fitted. With the array still at ground level, a test with Terry, VK7TR, revealed a considerable improvement in performance. Then came the reinstallation. With Warren and Peter on the shed roof and Ross on the ladder in increasing wind, Ross painstakingly refitted the stainless steel clamps. After a further test, cable ties were fitted and the cable duct into the shed was resealed. Close attention had been given to sealing all connections and tying cables as close to the mast as possible. Consideration had been given to raising the height of the VK7RBH antenna by 3 or 4 metres, but Warren advised against this, explaining that performance increase was dubious, but increased ice accumulation was certain. During these proceedings, Al conducted an emu parade, picking up quantities of rubbish around the site. After all, it is a national park. With light fading and cold increasing, the crew departed. Further testing was done from the car park. As stated, the CB repeater is the original reason for gaining approval to establish the site. The Northeast UHF Repeater Associations still pays its licence. It has been used over the years in emergency situations by skiers and park rangers alike. It was highly desirable to have the repeater in A1 condition prior to the ski season. Having a VK7RBH there is a bonus. Thanks are due to various amateurs around the state who assisted with testing both on the day and since. Later inspection of the phasing harness revealed it had been punctured in several places by ice. Photos are on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC Inc. Silent Key. Brian VK7RR/4 advises us of the death of an American amateur well known to many in Tasmania. I will let Brian take up the story. We heard this week of the death of Skip Prinsen, an amateur who visited Hobart on the aircraft carrier Enterprise in 1976 and who, until his death, remained in contact with a number of Tasmanian amateurs that he met at that time. Skip was then WB6CYA. In later years, as he moved around, he changed call signs, his final one being Whiskey 6 Papa November. Skip was an avid RTTY operator who came up to the old Southern Branch monthly meeting and gave an impromptu talk, which got many Hobartians onto Ritty. He later sent out boxes of components and kits to make our life easier. After leaving the US Navy, Skip and his wife Freda lived in San Diego until 2006, when my wife Sue, VK7 Kilo Sierra Uniform, and myself helped him to move home to Warland in Wyoming, where he retired. I attended the Dayton Hamfest with him some years prior, and on that trip, Sue and I accompanied him to the Visalia DX convention in California. Regrettably, after his move, I lost contact with him until I heard from his wife of his death from dementia-related illness. Vale Skip. And to get well soon. Larry, VK7 Whiskey Lima, had not been to the club rooms for some time, and we found out just recently that he is convalescing at home after a medical issue. So from all the members, Larry, we hope you have a speedy recovery and look forward to seeing you back at the club soon. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. License upgrades. The following is courtesy of Idris, VK7ZIR. It gives me great pleasure to submit this report on assessments conducted on Tuesday the 24th and Thursday the 26th of April at the NTARC Club Rooms by NTARC Education Officer and Assessor Peter, VK7PD, assisted by Learning Facilitator Idris, VK7ZIR. Three candidates took their exams. On the Tuesday, James McElwee was successful in gaining his foundation certificate. He has applied for VK7 Foxtrot Juliet Alpha Mike. On Thursday, senior member John Deegan was successful in gaining his foundation certificate. He has applied for VK7 Foxtrot Juliet Foxtrot Delta. On the same day, Peter Sulzberger, VK7 Foxtrot Papa Mike Sierra, was successful in upgrading his level of proficiency to advanced certificate. He has applied for VK7 Sierra Papa. Congratulations to all candidates on their attainment. Once these operators are granted their new licences, please make them welcome on the bands. And now some repeater news. Tony, VK7YBG, advises that a working bee was carried out on Friday the 28th of April in relation to Mount Arthur, VK7RAA and VK7RJG. He tells us the following. Works carried out on the site consisted of the call sign on 70 centimetre being changed to VK7RJG. The frequency has been changed and the VCO has been set. The cavities couldn't be set up on the mountain and these were brought down to set up on frequency. The repeater is operational on two antennas. There is descents, but it'll be 100% once the cavities are reinserted. In the case of RAA 6 metres, all is ready to go, but the cables for the cavities are not good and are preventing transmitter-receiver isolation. New cables need to be made, and on the next trip we will complete the installation. In relation to the digital modes, call signs were changed to VK7RJG on each unit and the new network switch has been installed. D-Star is now back in operation after a feed line to antenna replacement and network setup. Thanks to Tony VK7YBG, David VK7JD and Paul VK7KPA. We thank Tony for that report and through him the team for their ongoing work on our behalf. Tony subsequently told me that all being well, he will return to the mountain this weekend to hook up the cavities. In the interim, if you haven't already done so, it would seem time to reprogram your radios for the new VK7RJG analog repeater input frequency of 431.550 MHz. Wednesday night technical session. We again hand over to Idris VK7ZIR to provide you with an update on our latest technical session. This week's tech session was particularly busy, with the highest turnout we have had to date. Peter VK7KPC arrived early to secure a spot in the shack to set up his WSPR equipment, with a recently acquired Zygu X108 GHF radio, using the club's multi-band vertical antenna. The antenna was not performing very well, as the X108G folds back its power if it detects high SWR. A sweep with an antenna analyzer confirmed that the vertical needs some urgent tuning and maintenance. A working bee is planned within the next month, so that's one job on the list. In the main room, the fire was going well with coffee mugs primed. Peter VK7FPWS was working with a Raspberry Pi and also had an AIS application open. AIS is a world shipping tracker and Peter was looking at shipping movements in the English Channel. This attracted the interest of Tom VK7FTOM, who is ex-Navy. Meanwhile, some domestic alterations were happening. Idris VK7ZIR and Andre VK7ZAB were mounting curtain rails and attaching new curtains made by Roz, which brightened up the room considerably. Kevin VK7KJL, Simon VK7FSRM and Ebenezer VK7AT were finally successful in taming the computer they had started work on 2 weeks ago. Good job, boys! Peter VK7PD arrived with a new audio interface for the station FT990, enabling it to be used with digital modes. Tom VK7FTOM checked his handheld with a power meter to make sure all was well with power levels, and Bernie VK7BR brought in his BitX homebrew transceiver and set it up in the shack, getting good results with receiver sensitivity. He's now ready to make some DX contacts. Well done, Bernie! Behind all this activity were small groups in conversation, covering a myriad of subjects, not all of them radio-related. This is what these sessions are all about. Members and visitors can come and experiment, show and tell, or just chat and enjoy the company. More will be happening next week. Thanks, Idris, for that update. These evenings seem to be going from strength to strength, which is very pleasing to hear. Now, coming events. Technical sessions, Wednesday 9th of May from 7:30 to 10:30pm, Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. A reminder that the club has taken delivery of a very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including resistors and capacitors of all types and sizes. If you are looking for some components for that upcoming or in-progress project, why not drop along to a coffee meeting and make your requirements known. May General Meeting, Saturday 12th of May. It will be barbecue time again, with the food being served at 12 noon. Donations of salads to share at lunch and cakes, slices, etc. for afternoon tea would be appreciated. The cost of $10 per person covers your lunch and afternoon tea, and that is excellent value. We assume that you have absolutely no chance of going home hungry from this event. The general meeting will commence at 2 p.m. I haven't heard whether any particular theme or presentation will follow the meeting, but I guess there is always scope for show-and-tell items, which are always popular. Both lunch and meeting will be held in the main hall, and the fire will be going. Lebrinna Equine Endurance Ride. The NTARC Safety Communications team is now gearing up for our next field event, the one-day Equine Endurance Ride at Lebrinna in the state's northeast on Saturday the 26th of May. The ride base will again be the Lebrinna Hall, right on the highway, and will involve both 80 kilometres and 40 kilometre rides. As a one-day event relatively close to Launceston, it affords a good opportunity for any member or other interested party to come along and see just what happens on these exercises. So, if you feel like putting your amateur radio skills to good use, assisting a community event, then please contact Norm, VK7KTN, by email safetycoms@ntark.gmail.com as soon as you can. He will be able to provide you with further information. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there are any there waiting for you. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, but still not for some weeks, as the OM and I are continuing our break off the island on the big rock to the north. I'm still preparing and lodging the NTARC copy for the broadcasts while away, internet connections permitting. So, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, as the secretary's laptop is on holiday with us. For the present, I can be reached at either of the following addresses: YP Maxwell, all one word, at bbigpond.com, or ntark.emails@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, REST Inc. Committee changes. The REST committee advised that the format of the committee has changed. Due to Scott needing to withdraw as secretary and the committee for this year, we had a casual vacancy. Clayton, VK7ZCR, showed some interest, and the committee voted on a nomination to elect Clayton to fill this casual vacancy. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the committee and entire membership to thank Scott for the work he has poured into the club. The work Scott has done to bring the inner workings of the business side of REST into the modern era would go mostly unnoticed by the membership, and perhaps the membership would be oblivious to the dozens and dozens of hours Scott dedicated to the club behind the scenes. Our heartfelt gratitude to Scott. You've made life so much simpler for all subsequent committees and reduced workloads remarkably. Our thanks go to Clayton for taking on the role within the club. When this came to a need to rearrange the roles and duties, the new roles are as such. President is Sean, VK7FAZE, Vice President Clayton, VK7ZCR, Secretary Tony, VK7VKT, Treasurer unchanged with David, VK7FABE, at the helm, with Larry and Barry as committee members unchanged. And that comes 73 from Tony, VK7VKT, Secretary of REST. REST Foundation Training. The next assessment day will be the third Saturday of June, and then every second month. That is February, April, June, August, October and December. Check out the REST website or Facebook page for events. The next one is on 16th of June 2018, and contact Reg on email, that's assessor@reest.asn.au, or phone mobile 0417 391 607. I'll repeat that, 0417 391 607, if you wish to participate. Now, 73 from Reg, VK7KK. May presentation wrap-up. What a fantastic introduction to the Arduino platform from Sean, VK7FAZE, last Wednesday night. Sean took the audience through what an Arduino is, where it had come from, and the huge support community that is available to everyone. It came from an Italian university as an educational teaching computing platform. It comes with a great integrated development environment that is available for all computing platforms, is easy to install and start using. There is an enormous number of libraries out there for many, many devices that interface to the Arduino, and Sean demonstrated a digital signal synthesizer that he built up using standard parts and hacking the libraries. Another project he showed was a Wi-Fi-enabled home sprinkler system. The video of the presentation is available on the Reist YouTube channel and is well worth a look. Thanks, Sean, and fantastic demonstration of a really useful computing platform. At 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Experimenters Night. We are back into Experimenters Night this week, and we are all enthusiastic after seeing Sean's VK7FAZ's E's presentation last week on Arduinos. We'll be getting into serious planning of the new ATV studio, along with some troubleshooting to help Ron out with his SDR project, and I'm sure there will be some hot soldering irons working overtime on some projects. So, see you this Wednesday, the 9th of May 2018, at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. And check out the Reist Facebook page for more information. See you there, from Justin, VK7TW. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. INTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the clubrooms, and technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, Hobart. And Reist, Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area, and beam to Launceston. At about 10:45 we will move to 10.368.2 on SSB and FT8 using Mount Wellington as a reflector. Events. INTARC, 12th of May, barbecue meeting from 12 noon, then general meeting from 2 p.m. The club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. A VK7, 12th of May, worldwide fauna and flora parks program in VK7. Find a park and operate portable. That's John, VK7JON, for information. Reist, 16th of June, Foundation Training Day. Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9 a.m. Contact Reg, VK7KK, for more details. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreaders, VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, INTARC, and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7TW. 20 metres, we have a vacancy, so any takers? 10 metres, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RT and TC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. That's vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note all that this is now the new address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks can be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.